Welcome to the Federal IT Challenge, brought to you by VMware on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today's topic is powering federal agency productivity in the post-PC era. I'm Jason Miller, and I'm speaking with Doug Bourgeois, Vice President and Chief Cloud Officer for VMware Federal. Doug, as always, welcome.
Thank you, Jason. It's great to be here again.
Let me start with some basics here. The mobile revolution is upon us. Federal CIO Stephen Van Roekel issued a draft mobile strategy to help push the government's use of mobile devices forward. But agencies must overcome the security challenges that come with mobile computing. They must overcome the training of IT staff to meet mobile requirements. And agencies must deal with the diversity of personal mobile devices. Federal IT professionals report that a mobile workforce is more productive, helps government achieve its telework initiatives, and enhances the employee experience. When it comes to mobile, some agencies are already leading the way. Think of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives Bureau, NASA, DISA, the Veterans Affairs Department. Others are struggling with the growing challenges of mobile, whether it's their applications are not ready for mobile, their security of their network needs to be enriched, or other common challenges. We're going to talk about the key enablers and inhibitors around federal employee mobility and productivity in the post-PC era and what agencies should do to keep moving forward on mandates around spending and cost reductions, telework, COOP, and many others. So Doug, let's start with a little bit of background. The rise of federal mobility, not that surprising. Federal employees want to use their smartphones, want to use their tablet computers. What are you seeing in terms of just data and statistics around why the mobile revolution is upon us?
You're exactly right. There's not a surprise at all about the interest from an end user standpoint in using mobile devices. In fact, I wrote in my blog about this several months ago, and it's really around the end user experience. Just end users in general are getting used to the experience that they have on their own personal devices, and they're expecting the enterprise, and in this case, the federal enterprise, to be able to deliver that same kind of an experience on the job. And you use the word revolution, and it is, in fact, a revolution. I read recently that, in contrast, it took 24 years for the annual deliveries of PCs to get up to 1 million in a year. And it took only 4 years for mobile devices to get to that point, in this case, specifically tablets. In addition to that, I've seen some data. In fact, VMware and Meritalk have a study coming out soon that projects, from an employee standpoint, that the government is expecting to roll out 44,000 laptops in the next 2 years. But in contrast to that, 10 times as many smartphones and 10 times as many tablets in that same period. So it's really a revolution that we are talking about here.
It's fascinating when you talk about 24 years to get the level of delivery of PCs up to a certain level, and then 4 years to get the mobile devices, specifically tablets. Is it the idea that people are just want to jump on a bandwagon, or is it really a productivity issue where they say, where it took a while for PCs to understand the productivity, but now people understand the value of computers, and tablets are just an easier move?
Well, it's absolutely that. It is, on the one hand, it is that users have become so much more adept at using technology in general that the adoption rates are much, much faster now than they used to be, first. And then second, you nailed it, there is potentially a significant productivity enhancement through the use of mobile devices. In fact, the survey that I mentioned earlier that is soon to be released, more than half of the federal employees surveyed indicated they believed a productivity enhancement would be forthcoming with the use of mobile devices. But there's also telework benefits that play in as well, and as well as an unforeseen talent retention and talent attraction into the federal workforce, kind of a benefit that most might not be aware of.
Let me back up on a couple things. The first off is the productivity enhancements. There's also a push to cut spending. Agencies are expected to face a lot of budget reductions. Is that a trade-off? If an agency can get, for instance, give their employees a tablet, maybe they can also then deal with the telework issue, and then they can deal with the retention issue, work-life balance at the same time. That's all going to make things maybe a little less expensive for them, for the agency, so they kind of get a double boost.
Great way to look at it, a double boost. There's more than one benefit that accrues. There's definitely, you know, the benefit to the agency of the cost reduction. And there's several layers to that. One is the devices themselves. You know, mobile devices, especially if it's a bring-your-own device scenario, but notwithstanding, you know, lighter weight tablet kind of devices are less expensive than the traditional laptop type of a device. But in addition, the operations cost of mobile devices can be substantially lower than the traditional device. And in addition to that, due to the lower cost of acquisition, the refresh cycle is elongated, which provides a cost benefit, but also then the refresh costs are less than the current types of technology. So there are substantial kind of layered cost benefits that the agencies accrue from the use of this technology.
You bring up something saying that the operations can be lower. And I know we're going to get into the bring your own device later in the program, but why are operations less expensive when you're talking about tablets or smartphones versus a PCs or the what they I think they call the heavy computer versus the thin computer?
Yes, two reasons come to mind right off the bat. You know, first and foremost is the complexity is lesser in these devices than it is with the traditional heavier laptop kind of devices, which means in general you can administer from a centralized standpoint the support and maintenance of those devices in much more streamlined and centralized fashion than you can with the laptops. And generally speaking, you know, you can do administration, you know, centrally to a certain degree, but at some point, invariably, somebody always ends up having to touch that device, right? And that's where the costs really go through the roof in supporting and maintaining those types of devices. And then second to that is with virtualization, you know, one of the key early steps there is liberating the data from the device itself, from the laptop, and pulling it into, in fact, the private cloud. And then when you do that, you then have much easier centralized maintenance capability, patch management, and all those sorts of administrative and security-related types of activities that you can do centrally, which lowers the cost of administration there as well.
You bring up the magic word virtualization. We're going to get into that, but how does this also play into continuity of operations? It seems like mobile is going to be a big piece to making Coop much more realistic than I think it's ever been, because I remember hearing stories about agencies who'd say, well, we're going to test our Coop, so you take a laptop home, but you got to bring that back when you're done, and you can't keep the laptop. We'll help put it in the closet and give it out when it's going to snow or when we think we're going to get a hurricane. With a mobile device, you can do so much from that smartphone, from that tablet, that you can carry it with you all the time, especially if it's your only PC or your only computer versus having a laptop and a mobile device or a laptop and a desktop.
That is a really, really great point about Coop and the challenges with traditional technologies. And for example, when I was a director of a federal agency and we were running shared services for multiple agencies and we were running our Coop tests, and you get to realize how challenging it is when you consider the scenario of, you know, no employee is showing up for work that day and they need to continue to carry out the business, you know, the mission of the agency. And so you end up with multiple scenarios in order to cover all the bases so the work continues to get done. You issue a certain amount of laptops. You pay fees to maintain laptops or desktop access capability at centralized type of training facilities. And you do all these kinds of extra things with that have costs associated with them just to provide, you know, a desktop or a laptop kind of environment for a very large proportion of the employees to be able to get back into the network and do their work. With mobile devices, you know, presumably as long as they can carry out, you know, the core mission capabilities, and that's something else that I think we should talk about is the application, you know, mobility, that those employees are then going to be able to use their own tablets, their own smartphones, and so on and so forth to be able to do that work. They won't even have to go to a centralized location. They won't have to break out a laptop. They already have the device anyway.
Well, when we come back from break, we're going to talk about that application piece. But first, you're listening to the Federal IT Challenge brought to you by VMware on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and I'm speaking with Doug Bourgeois, Vice President and Chief Cloud Officer for VMware Federal.
Discover virtualization best practices on storage, networking, performance, and security with VMware at VMware.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Federal IT Challenge brought to you by VMware on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and I'm speaking with Doug Bourgeois, the Vice President and Chief Cloud Officer for VMware Federal. Now, Doug, before break, we're talking a little bit about how mobility is changing really the face of how the government works. A key piece of that is virtualization. Agencies are moving toward virtualization or using virtualization, but give me a sense of how those two, mobility and virtualization, are key enablers.
So there's several aspects to this. You know, first, you know, virtualization abstracts the operating system and the data from the device, right? So it provides a certain amount of agility and flexibility from a technological standpoint that provides then benefits from an end user perspective. And first and foremost is using virtualization and virtual desktop infrastructure to liberate the data from the endpoint device and bring it into the private cloud. That's key. You know, so that's one. There's certainly considerable benefits from doing that. But then downstream, by putting it into the private cloud, the data in particular, it provides so much more flexibility for multiple devices to be mobile and geographically disparate and still have access to that data. And then there's additional things that we'll talk about later with respect to security, you know, in order to provide security in a very dispersed way.
You said liberate the data from the endpoint device. The way the client server network has always been set up was the data was never stored on your hard drive. It was usually stored on a network capability. So it was almost like, if you will, an internal cloud. What's the difference by moving data to the private cloud versus having it on the network?
Well, yes, no. So in theory, the data was always on shared drives, right? Centralized. Well, in reality, there's technological challenges with mapping those drives to allow very geographically dispersed individuals and provide really that ubiquitous network access to that data. So in theory, yes. But in practicality, there's data associated with the end user themselves, kind of profile data. We like to call that persona. And that's always attached to the device itself, pre-virtualization. And then there's additional end user data. And I know for one, you know, I used to store a lot of data locally, even though we had centralized data stores as well, and then run local backups in order to ensure that I was protecting that data. So what virtualization does is it encapsulates that data, moves it and the desktop image off of the desktop and into or laptop and into the data center. So then now tablets, for example, you know, tablets with easy, very lightweight technology, very inexpensive, and have ubiquitous network access, folks and employees and end users with those types of devices can access their desktop, you know, from the private cloud and still get access to that data that they used to have down on the laptop.
I know it's all about the data. It's been all about the data for about the last 4 or 5 years. But with virtualization and with mobility, it's now also going to be go back to the application. Application modernization's got to happen. How does that play a role within the mobile and virtualized environments?
There's two ways that virtualization is enabling application agility. You know, the first is in concert with VDI technology is really encapsulating and virtualizing the desktop applications themselves. As any CIO and infrastructure manager would know, that there are unique relationships between certain desktop applications and the operating systems they run on. And those provide challenges when, you know, for example, upgrading the underlying operating system and modernizing the endpoint device. So the ability to encapsulate and wrap around both the desktop application and the operating system it depends on, and then by virtualizing it, and then pulling it into the private cloud, then enables that desktop application, which relies on a specific underlying operating system, to be run, again, accessed via multiple devices, you know, in tablets as well, and provides a lot more flexibility and ease of migration to this newer technology, therefore unleashing the benefits of mobilization, mobile technologies, much faster than could have been done otherwise.
Most federal applications, or maybe I should say many federal applications, are not ready to be modernized or need modernization. Does virtualization make it easier to modernize certain applications, or it's on a case-by-case basis, and if you're running on a COBOL mainframe, that may not be easily modernized, but if you're on a client-server environment, maybe running Windows, you know, NT or Unix or Linux, that's maybe easier to virtualize.
Exactly. So the first point was the desktop application virtualization. The second point is more around these custom applications, right? So, yeah, you know, yes, there is a significant role of virtualization with respect to these applications. And this is maybe a more midterm to longer term type of a strategy relative to mobile devices and access to these applications. But this is where it all comes together. You know, this layer, this application layer, particularly with custom applications, is where the underlying cloud virtualized infrastructure and the endpoint device come together. They come together at this access point. And so there are a few things that need to happen. First is these custom applications need to be modernized so that they are mobility aware, if you will, so that these multiple devices can have access to them. That in itself is not too challenging, but you know, maybe in some cases like the old COBOLs, it's a little more challenging than with more modern Java applications. But then secondarily, the user experience, remember I said earlier, the main driver behind this from a consumption demand standpoint is the end user experience. And that is going to evolve beyond just tablets and smartphone usage to an app store concept for the enterprise. This is where the end user experience is evolving to, and it's not that far down the road. But when you consider that, now the applications need to be made available and accessed via the enterprise app store, and the end user is simply using their mobile device to access that app store and then basically get access, just like the app store they use in their personal lives today, get access to the latest version of that mobile application, quickly get that upload, and then begin doing what they need to do to carry out their mission and their work activity. And that's enabled by an access control and identity management capability that glues the endpoint device, the user, their profile and access privileges to the applications.
You make it sound so easy. You make it sound like, oh, I can architect this without much of a problem. But I got to ask, security. I mean, that's always the biggest hang up. And I don't mean that in people don't want security, but security's got to be built in, can't be bolted on. We've heard that 100 million times. Give me a sense of how all this kind of can be secured, yet still have that mobile access. You kind of hit upon it with the roles and responsibilities around, for instance, using Active Directory or the authorized access control. Is that the critical piece?
Well, that is certainly one of the critical security components, and there are a few. One is, as I mentioned, is, you know, liberating the data from the laptop or endpoint device and bringing it into the private cloud inherently makes it more secure because it's no longer sitting on that device, which, as we have seen in the past, you know, there are cases of which there are, you know, several that come to mind of laptops with critical data on them that disappear, right? And then that triggers, you know, a whole lot of incident response capability that is, you know, costly to say the least. So liberating that data from the device, bringing it into the private cloud makes it inherently more secure. Second, the device itself, the smartphone, needs to be secured as well. And virtualization can play a role there, in particular with the bring your own device scenario where virtualization can separate the personal side of that device from the enterprise side and not allow commingling of the data, for example. But in addition to that, the ability to push, you know, patches down to the endpoint device in an automated way and remotely wipe the device should that device end up getting lost, stolen, et cetera. And so these are additional security capabilities that are necessary. But when you get down to it, it really amounts to, what are you doing to secure the data that is there on the device and wiping it so that it's not persistent? What are you doing to secure the data in transit from an encryption standpoint? And what are you doing to secure it when it's at rest sitting there in the private cloud? And those three components need to work hand in hand together in order to guarantee kind of end-to-end security of the data itself. And then, as you pointed out, what I mentioned earlier is identity and access control.
You mentioned bring your own device, a growing trend in government. When we come back from break, that's what we're going to talk about. But first, you're listening to the Federal IT Challenge brought to you by VMware on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and I'm speaking with Doug Bourgeois, the Vice President and Chief Cloud Officer for VMware Federal.
Reduce costs and increase application availability with server virtualization with VMware at VMware.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Federal IT Challenge brought to you by VMware on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and I'm speaking with Doug Bourgeois, Vice President and Chief Cloud Officer for VMware Federal. Now, Doug, before break, we got right back into that bring your own device. It's something that's growing across the government. The Interior Department recently announced they're going to let their employees use their own device to get on their network for a time and attendance application, and more are coming. Give me a sense of how that idea of bring your own device fits in with this post-PC era idea of multiple OS, multiple devices, and virtualization.
Well, bring your own device makes a lot of sense from a couple of perspectives. You know, first is, as I mentioned, the proliferation of devices in general. Most employees have some sort of smartphone, a tablet, or mobile device anyway. And from an agency standpoint, we already went through the cost benefits, but we didn't go into basically taking the agency out of the asset management business, which has an additional cost benefit, right? So they're no longer, you know, responsible for, you know, procuring and keeping track of who has access to which device and all of the logistics associated with that. But there's an interesting trend that I recently read about with respect to federal and the investment with plans with respect to these devices. Of course, we know that the interest in utilization of BlackBerries is decreasing. And what I saw was that the relative investment for the next several years from a federal standpoint in the Android platform and the iPhone is more than four or five times the planned investment in the BlackBerry platform. So we're seeing a shift there as well. And so that brings into, you know, the multiple operating system utilization with these devices that is basically a necessity now for the agencies to be able to support.
And in fact, just recently I read somewhere where NOAA has put out a memo that said NOAA's going to transition from BlackBerries to iPhones and iPads. And I think that's a sign of things to come. You know, we hear about iPad and iPhone and Droid pilots in almost every agency. Does virtualization make those pilots and make that transition much easier than maybe once did?
Oh, absolutely. And you really nailed it. You know, when the application and operating system is virtualized, you know, that creates an ease of transition perspective that really enables this kind of a transition to occur, you know, much more simply and much more cost effectively. But when you also consider the increased interest in bring your own device, for example, I also read recently that 44% of federal employees already are using their own devices in one way, shape, or form to perform their duties. Most employees, you know, from a personal standpoint, aren't using the BlackBerry platform, right? They're using some other form of, you know, whether it's the Android or the iPhone. And so that is clearly where the industry is trending. And virtualization enables this kind of a transition from an enterprise standpoint, and it's a much lower cost scenario when the back end is running on a virtual infrastructure.
Are you guys at VMware seeing a huge push for the virtualized desktop?
We are seeing a significant uptick, and it makes a lot of sense for several reasons. The technology in itself is inherently more efficient and more secure than the traditional alternative. But it's also now, I think, federal executives and IT managers are beginning to realize that VDI technology is an initial stepping stone technology towards mobile enablement from a longer term strategy standpoint that makes a tremendous amount of sense. And here's why. When I describe to you this concept of where the enterprise is going, that all large enterprises, including federal agencies, are eventually going to have some sort of enterprise app store, it won't be too far down the road where their traditional desktop is simply an icon on the app store. And then that enables multiple desktop scenarios to be provided, multiple configurations. And in some cases, those pesky legacy systems, which are married to the operating system, to be virtualized and made available to the mobile device in that manner, that's really going to unleash additional productivity gains.
NASA, for instance, recently announced their app store is almost open for business. The Army is talking about an app store. The question is, will there be a federal app store? Is that something that OMB CIO Stephen Van Roekel is going to come out and say, let's just have one app store for the government? GSA tried that with the apps.gov. It probably wasn't as successful as it could have been.
I am in no way going to try and predict what that strategy is going to end up being, but I'll tell you this. I see the potential and also the need for multiple app stores across the federal government.
The integration of virtualization, mobile computing, where do you see that going over the next 6 or 12 months?
I see it actually growing in momentum and growing in adoption fairly rapidly over the next 6 months. This is a great example of where, you know, the technology is mature and it is now proven in the enterprise and secure and robust in the federal enterprise. And the demand pull is so much stronger than it is with traditional technology upgrades that I think it's going to push the adoption curve up to a level that is very, very rapid.
All right, on that note, unfortunately, we are out of time. You've been listening to the Federal IT Challenge brought to you by VMware on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and I've been speaking with Doug Bourgeois, the Vice President and Chief Cloud Officer for VMware Federal. On the next Federal IT Challenge, we'll discuss application modernization and big data, two critical elements of the journey to the cloud, bringing the Federal IT Challenge conversation full circle.
To hear this show in its entirety and learn more about how virtualization can help your agency, go to federalnewsradio.com, keyword VMware.